Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Angela, this is Gloria Rice, and I don't know if you know what I'm calling about, but I got charged for something that I did not think I was getting or wanted. And by the time I discovered that you had charged me for 39 or 31, wait a minute, how much was this? It was $39.85. When I discovered that you had charged me and it was my account in the bank was debited for that amount, your hours were gone. I couldn't call you. Now, the lady I talked to said it had to be the same day I had to cancel in order to get my full money back. But you stated on an email that you sent me that to call this number and the hours it says here, Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock a.m., to 5 o'clock, and that was Pacific Mountain Time. Now, I want my full. I'm canceling because I didn't know I was getting a subscription or a meal plan or whatever. It was very misleading, and I think I was duped into trying to get something that I didn't think I got. I thought I was getting a sweeper or a Bissell sweeper, and all I'd have to do is pay for the shipping. But
yes,
now I'm told that I subscribe to a meal plan, and I have no idea what that is, and I didn't want it. So
yes,
I don't want anything, and I want my full money back.
All right, so let's take a look here. Can you please verify your address for me? Make sure I have
yes.
the correct account.
Yes, it's Gloria Rice, 9555 East Raintree Drive, Unit 1040, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85260.
All right, thank you for that information. Yes, Sam, I do see here that you were billed on yesterday after requesting. You said it was going to be the sweeper, the Bissell sweeper. Now, this was an additional offer there. It seems that you may have checked the box to be entered into the iPhone contest. It's a contest entry, but it comes with an app with a meal planner, and it did bill the $39.85. It requires that you call back that same day that you receive the charge and let us know if you wanted to continue or discontinue with that, in which case they do give the void the charge before it goes through. So the previous agent offered you up to 75% of that charge as a refund, but you're saying that you wish to opt out altogether. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, I want my full money back. I want I don't want any of the products. I don't want anything. I just want to get my money back. I think it's very misleading. $39.85 is what you debited my account. I did not understand that I was subscribing to a meal plan or anything like that. So I think it was misleading, and I don't want anything.
All right. Well, as a one-time courtesy, I will go ahead and do the full refund on the charge, and that will send you out a refund email. It does take 3 to 5 business days to go back to the financial institution or the card on file.
Okay, 3 to 5 days, but you will see that it gets the full amount.
Yes, ma'am. It'll send you out a cancellation email and a refund email.
Okay, so you'll send it to me. Okay, and you have my email address.
We do have the email address on here. It's going to be gnrice@cox.net.
You got it.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else?
No, that's fine. I mean, I don't know if this is done often. This is the first time I've ever done this, and I thought it was a safe thing to do with Kroger. Apparently, it's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem legitimate to me. I think it was very misleading.
Yes. Well, no, ma'am. We do not intend to mislead the customer does have the information there, but if you check the box for that entry, then yes, it's going to bill you for the product that we are offering.
I don't know what I anymore because I don't have it here, but as long as you give me my money back, I appreciate it, and I thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.